Hello, and welcome to The Score, Overture London's regular series of interviews with the leading thinkers and practitioners in the legal industry. I'm your host, Jamie White, and today I'll be chatting via Zoom to not one but two guests. We'll be joined by Matt Haywood and James Hacking from Mantle Law, a brand new law firm that's launched in Abu Dhabi in the midst of an unprecedented global pandemic. The firm is one of a new breed of practice, with a single-minded focus on a niche market rather than a full-service model, an externally funded limited company, not a self-funding partnership, and an optimised infrastructure backed by a professional management team. In other words, exactly what you would build if you'd had a blank sheet of paper. Matt, a seasoned litigator, has a varied career in private practice behind him, working for the likes of Osborne Clark, Vincent Masons, and Klein & Co. He's joined by James Hacking, COO of Mantle, and the managing partner of Kindleworth, a specialist business that launches and manages bold new law firms. Before that, James was COO of legendary TMT firm Oldswang, which is where we met when I was head of brand over a decade ago. Here's what we all had to say for ourselves. So, good morning, Matt. Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jamie. Very well. How are you?
Very well indeed. Very well. How's things, James?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Excellent. So let's get straight into it. Quite interested, Matt, in knowing a bit more about the bit before Mantle, really. What's been your journey up to this point?
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. I've been a litigator for the past 15, 20 years, focusing on construction, energy, infrastructure. But my journey began in London with a Reed Smith, where I was there for 7 years before moving to Pinson Masons in London. And it was with Pinson Masons that about 10 years ago, I relocated out to the United Arab Emirates. And the litigation, construction, but also the regional aspects all came together. And this is where I've been practicing ever since. I had a spell at Osborne Clark where I created their London construction disputes team. And there I really found a motivation in pulling together really good litigators, really good lawyers, and trying to do things a little bit differently. And Osborne Clark and the partnership were ever so supportive. And so that was a very important aspect of how I've got here today. And then finally, I've been at Clyde & Co, which is the number one ranked construction practice in the Middle East, and have worked alongside some fantastic lawyers there. But all of that has brought me now to setting up Mantle Law. Over the past few years, I've been doing a lot of listening to clients and having to really drill down into what they want. And I've found I've had to try and adapt my practice within big law firms to adapt to that. But I came to a point a year or so ago where I felt as if I couldn't, within the framework of a big law firm, properly deliver what clients were wanting me to do.
That's interesting what you say about the idea of having to augment your style in big law and how it might not necessarily sort of fitted in with the practices you worked in before. What's sort of driven that big idea? You know, what are the principles behind that you can now, you're sort of free to explore?
The region in which I live and which I work, the Middle East, has two types of law firms, really. So two choices for clients. Number one, you have the large international law firm with a branch within the region. And then number two, you have an Emirati-owned law firm. And what really struck me was, well, maybe there is a third option. There is a third way to do things. And that's where Mantle Law, the concept, began in saying, we will be able to produce a boutique law firm that focuses solely on the key sectors of construction, infrastructure, and energy, and therefore delivers exactly what my client base and my colleagues' client base want, without then having to have the full service firm wrapped around it. But more than that, with James's help and with Kindleworth, we've stripped back everything that we think is unnecessary in relation to running a law firm and providing legal services. And from that blank piece of paper, we've then built in what we think is necessary.
And of course, blank pieces of paper can be terrifying when you first approach them. But a lot of these new law ideas are being explored more often now. But what is it that's going to make Mantle move beyond that? What's going to make it unique in the market?
Well, in the Middle East, we're the only ones doing this. And so we are, in our structure, we're unique. But we have some fundamental principles which I will stand by, and which the people that work and are connected with Mantle Law will work by. We are dedicated, so we are putting clients right at the heart of everything we do. These are not numbers on a spreadsheet. These are people we know and people we interact with. We're going to work hard to earn their trust and their loyalty, and above all, particularly as litigators, we stand shoulder to shoulder with them, always. So dedication. Number two, being distinctive. Our business and the legal services business, in my view, and we probably don't have time for this on this podcast, is changing, and it's changing pretty quickly. And so we are going to be distinctive, and we're going to be optimized for the challenges of how that legal services industry is changing. I think this will become more evident, and I think this will become accelerated with the current terrible global financial crisis. But it's going to help us stand out from our big law firm rivals. And then thirdly, driven. And this is an important one. We have the resilience, we have the determination to make the difference to a client's case or a client's project. Our people are tireless, and we have the grit to finish the fight. We won't stop. And so it's our passion and our commitment and our focus on clients and our ability to be distinctive, but that really encapsulates what I think would make us unique and stand us out from the crowd.
Okay. And just, James, just passing over to you, we keep talking about the model, the sort of idea of a model of a new kind of law firm. Quite interesting. Obviously, Kindleworth has been so involved over the last decade in building, you know, new fashioned businesses. Could you tell me a little bit more about how that works with Mantle and Matt's business?
So I guess firstly, I'd point to the annual budget. So law firms are, of course, only really selling people's time. So annual budgets and targets are based around how many people the firm has, how many hours they have to sell, at what kind of rate and what kind of recovery. Now, at the heart of any law firm, therefore, are revenue targets for every single fee earner, every single team, every office, and of course, the firm as a whole. And if you think about what that means, the entire focus of a firm, particularly for larger firms, is on monthly and annual reports of performance against budget. So imagine the behaviour that drives. All associates and all partners are focused on their time, and if they don't achieve their time, the management teams then focus on why that's happening. It's all about month end. It's all about quarter end. It's all about financial year performance. It's about maximising profits and those kind of timeframes. Now, with Mantle Law, the entire focus of the business is focused around the client, with the client at the centre of the business. So if you imagine, how does a client actually value the work that it's buying from Mantle Law or indeed other competitors in the marketplace? What are the timeframes that matter to them? When might they be able to pay a bill? What kind of pressures are they operating under? What are their own commercial drivers? And because we're smaller, we can allow more bespoke thinking around these particular questions. We can think about individual matters for individual clients. We can think about how we price, when we bill, how we staff the matter, and how we deliver that service. And I think that takes us to the second component that I have in mind here. And that is that we've been able to design from scratch a firm based solely around the needs of its particular clients. So we've been asking clients what they like and what they don't like, what they need and what they think they don't need. And again, everything from the pricing that we then offer and the people that we can then put around those clients are informed about what it is that we're trying to achieve for those individuals. And, you know, if you think about it, of course, larger businesses simply cannot be that bespoke. It's just by nature of their size. It predicates a generalised approach. It predicates generalised systems and behaviours that allow it to manage a great complexity of individuals and a great complexity of systems. So thirdly, that takes us probably to technology, which is, of course, a very hot topic. And as far as I'm concerned, actually, one that's very much full of red herrings. But if you think about it, if a client prefers to use a particular technology for their work, and you can imagine all of them do, from in every different industry drives a particular type of technology for them to do their own work. And law firms struggle to reflect that back in terms of the services that they're offering in turn. And again, that's largely because the larger firms need to build infrastructure designed for the many, not for the few. Tailored solutions are very difficult to accommodate because their basic operating systems define what they can and what they cannot implement. I should be clear, though, of course, Mantle isn't really trying to be technology-led per se, but because it doesn't have the latent systems that carry high capital expenditure to replace or indeed update, it doesn't have the processes or the add-ons and the home-built solutions that get stuck together in some kind of Frankensteinian monster that you often see at the heart of some of the bigger firms, we can be much more adaptable. And finally, when you talk about the model, of course, we must be thoughtful that we're talking about people. And as Matt was saying, you know, we're targeting the very best minds in the community. We're looking for people who've got the absolutely best experience relevant for only one group of clients, those clients that operate in the energy, infrastructure and construction industries. We're not looking for generalists, and we're not looking for people who've got a multitude of experiences across multitudes of sectors. So we can be selective about who we involve, and we can be selective in terms of how we match the experiences of our people with the needs of every client and for every single matter.
Matt, do you want to pick up on any of those points?
We are completely focused on the sectors in which we work, construction, infrastructure, and energy. And our lawyers are very much specialists and not generalists in relation to this. They're not dipping their toes in. They know what they're doing. And this is the first component that James talked about, and it is very important to reemphasize that. We will tailor our teams depending on the client and depending on the dispute. And that may mean as bringing in junior barristers as part of the team. It may mean bringing in certain experts as part of the team. But what we won't do, we won't just throw people onto a case that aren't busy within a firm. So Mantle Law won't carry that large, expensive overheads that the big law firms typically have to. What does that mean? What does that mean for me personally as the founder? That means I can use that money for what I believe are the two most important things. I will be investing in people, so getting the best people, and I'll be investing in technology and making sure we've got the best technology. But just to round that off, to follow up from James, a really important point for me is Mantle Law is born in the Middle East, and we have an absolute focus on that region. We do not report back to, and we do not have targets and pricing strategies set by a headquarter office based in London or New York or on a different continent.
Okay, so in terms of the model, I mean, it does also seem like the timing makes a lot of sense, given that the recent pandemic has meant that all sorts of law firms have had to really look at how they're structured and organised. But the thing that we keep hearing from the market is that COVID-19 will signal a huge run on litigation and disputes too. So how does that fit in with where the firm is going and what it delivers?
We're launching in lockdown, for want of a better phrase, and it did give us pause for thought as to whether we should be creating a new law firm at this time. We didn't pause for too long, though. We thought that the fundamentals that underpin Mantle Law are very relevant to the period of time we're in. We're looking at value, we're looking at quality, we're looking at stripping back a lot of the unnecessary machinery that goes with law firms. And so rather than it be a negative, we are very much seeing our service delivery as a positive in these very difficult times. But to your point on claims, it is a truism that recessions and change drive disputes and claims. That is the fact. But we have a unique approach. And what we're starting to discuss with clients is starting to get clients to think about their disputes more as assets. And what I mean by that is every dispute has a value which is locked up within it. And so clients, the dispute resolution process is about extracting the value from that asset. So what we do with clients is we very quickly get to the heart of a matter to value that dispute asset. And we're really trying to pioneer the development of this thinking, particularly in this Middle East market, and getting clients to think of claims in a more strategic way rather than a reactionary way. And as a result, we are building our support and our legal services into their wider commercial strategies. So for too long, lawyers have just been simply an adjunct, particularly dispute lawyers, to the commercial process. What we're trying to do is trying to be weaved into the fabric of it, which ultimately leads to value.
So look, it's only, you know, it's been a short while that the firm's been rolling, but what's the reaction been so far from peers, from clients? How does it feel?
When one launches their own law firm, the reaction is obviously what you initially are most concerned about. The reaction of the market, the reaction of fellow practitioners, but most importantly, the reaction of clients. And I have to say, the reaction thus far has been nothing short of phenomenal. We have had so many positive approaches, and it really feels as if we've struck a chord, particularly with our clients.
And in terms of the ongoing success, what do you think the remainder of the year has in store? I mean, obviously you're bedding clients in and developing services, but what's around the corner for you guys?
As you say, certainly we're concentrating on ensuring that the market is aware of what Mantle can do and why it is such a credible and exciting solution for so many. But clearly the other key item on the agenda, as we mentioned before, are our people. So we're focused on identifying and attracting the best talent that's available in the market and engaging with that talent to ensure we have the right team for our clients each step of the way.
And James, do you think that talent's going to be more mobile now that it may well have been sitting in its front room for the last 2 months?
Yes, I think we've become very familiar with how to operate from our front rooms. I think that's absolutely right. You know, one of the wider observations I think Kindleworth has in the marketplace is how many are suddenly realising that they can operate in a very different way to perhaps what we've thought we had to do before. You know, the concept of commuting seems rather repugnant now, whereas it was something we embraced every day. So I think you're right. I think we'll be looking at talent that we can access in all sorts of different ways, geographically, and where they are based is suddenly less critical than it might have been considered before. But also in terms of how individuals are managing their wider lives, and you know, how work interplays with their family commitments and the other challenges that they have around there every day. And we'll be thoughtful about the way in which our platform can provide a solution for so much talent that at the moment is struggling to engage fully in the work of their own individual clients.
Matt, what are your thoughts on this?
In a very short period of time, the concept of how to provide services and how to work has changed so radically. We are born of this time. We have a blank piece of paper. We are able to flex and adapt and work how clients want us to, but also how the professionals within our team want to. And so we are not confined by physical barriers. We're not confined by processes. We are creating those around the time that we are in. And so it is a very, very exciting prospect to be genuinely trying to do something new, different, fresh. And I think that has also played into why the reaction has been so strong and so positive so far.
That was Matt Hayward and James Hacking from Mantle Law. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. As ever, you can find us at www.overture.london. And we look forward to welcoming you to the next score next time. Thanks again. Take care.